expecting this.
What's the feeling walking in today? I mean, there's moments, there's draft, there's signing the contract.
Today, and you're here. You feel like you're getting close?
A relief. All the work has paid off. Now it's just time to go show it. What I worked hard for, dream come true, and I'm happy to be here.
Was it important for you to get the contract stuff out of the way?
Yes. I'd like to thank my agent for all and my agent, the Viking staff, for helping me get through that, because I was ready for that to be over so I could come and get ready for the season with my teammates.
So what's your biggest concern coming in? What's going to be the biggest adjustment for you to the NFL?
When I first got in the NFL, it was just the tempo. So by me doing a rookie camp and a mini camp, you know, I got a little used to it. So I'm looking forward to just getting used to the tempo. That's about it.
How much do you think that'll help compared to, I mean, when you guys actually get pads on, you actually play preseason games, how much of all that stuff in the spring actually helps?
What do you mean?
Just the OTAs, mini camp. I mean,
It helps a lot, you know. It lets you know how fast the game is, you know. Because the coaches wanted to be a game tight situation. Every practice is a game tight situation. So it was helping me a lot.
You feel like you're going to really excel next week when the pads finally go on and you get to use some of that physicality you're known for?
We're going to have to wait to see about that one. I won't speak to this. The only thing I can say, I'm going to play my best ability, you know, do what I do best and work hard.
Were you nervous about last night?
Nervous? I won't say I was nervous. I was just ready. I'm anxious to go out there and play football.
Coming here expecting that starting is a realistic outcome as you get through the end of this camp?
No. I just come in here just to work hard to get better each day. You know, I'm not expecting to start or anything, you know. I'm just coming here to just get better and help the team at any means necessary. And I mean corners, special teams, anything. You know, I'm just ready to go out and help the team win.
Think you're ready for it if that's how it turns out?
What?
Starting?
Ready? I mean, if it happened, it's happened, I have to be ready for it, no matter what. You know, if they put me in that situation to start, I have to man up and just play my role and do my job.
Have you had a chance to talk with anybody this offseason just to tell you what to expect from an NFL training camp?
I talked to Chris Cook a little bit. He told me it's going to be a lot of running. So I talked to a few players also. Nigel Bradham, who played for the Buffalo Bills, Antonio Brown. A lot of people I know in the NFL, they told me about training camp. They're going to work you a lot. You know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be times you probably going to want to quit, but you got to fight through it.
So how do you prepare, or do you anticipate that there's going to be times where it wasn't what you expected, that it's going to be more than you expected?
I mean, every camp, when you were in college, it was the same situation. It's just a different level, you know. They just say it's all a mental thing. You know, you just got to be mentally focused, mentally ready for it. You know, if you're not mentally ready or focused, then that's when you feel like you're going to quit. But, I mean, it's basically the same thing. Only thing different is the tempo of the game.
Which receiver gave you the most problems during OTAs and
minicamp? All the receivers, I would say. You know, all the receivers put me to work. They watched film on me like I was watching film on them. We just worked each other. You know, they picked at my weakness. I picked at theirs. So we was just competing every day.
How much do you go back and forth for receivers and cornerbacks for tips from each other?
Every day, you know what I mean? I learn from them, and they learn from us, you know, to try to get better. And when we go against big receivers, fast receivers, you know, receivers to their caliber, you know, so we learn from them, and they learn from me for big corners. When they go against big corners and stuff like that, they just take away from my game.
You saw him for every day of OTAs and minicamp. What's your impression of Cordero and what type of receiver he could be?
Oh, he's going to be an explosive player. A explosive receiver. Everything about him is fast. I mean, once he get the ball in his hands, it's gone. I'm going to tell you that. Once he have a step or two in front of you, there's no catching him. I can tell you that.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Guys, hang tight. Coach Frazier will be right up.